You are listening to Western Iowa's Information Leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones with your evening news for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Governor Kim Reynolds announced today she has chosen Crawford County Attorney Roger Saylor to fill a judicial vacancy in District 3B. Before becoming the county attorney, the Schleswig native served as an assistant county attorney in Crawford County and practiced with the Munt, Frank, and Schumacher law firm in Denison. Saylor earned his undergraduate degrees from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and University of Colorado Boulder and his law degree from the Creighton University School of Law. He also served in the U.S. Army and previously worked in the broadcast media industry. Saylor will fill a vacancy created by Judge Julie Schumacher's appointment to the Iowa Court of Appeals. Judicial District 3B encompasses Crawford, Ida, Monona, Plymouth, Sioux, and Woodbury counties. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources was called in to assist with the diesel spill into a waterway near Hamlin after a combine rolled into the creek when the bridge it was crossing collapsed. The Iowa State Patrol reported the accident occurred Monday, November 25th at approximately 8:36 p.m. when 30-year-old Brent Chambers of Hamlin was crossing a bridge on 240th Street and a John Deere S780 combine with a corn head attached. Chambers was also towing the corn head trailer behind when he felt the one-lane bridge floor give way. The south side of the bridge collapsed and the combine overturned, releasing approximately 30 to 60 gallons of diesel fuel and an unknown amount of hydraulic fluid into the unnamed tributary that flows into David's Creek. The DNR says an environmental contractor has been hired to handle the cleanup efforts. No sheen or fish kill has been observed in David's Creek. Carroll County Republican Party Chairman Craig Williams made a formal announcement at the regular meeting Monday morning at the family table in Carroll.
I'm Craig Williams, and I'm going to be a candidate for State Senate in District 6 in Iowa.
Williams will be facing Audubon pastor Heath Hansen in the June 2020 primary for Iowa's 6th District Senate seat. He says he is not going into this campaign with a complete agenda, but rather an ideology. He calls himself a fiscal conservative.
I like to ask questions first and spend money second, instead of the other way around. I don't think that you answer a lot of problems by just throwing money at them. We've got a lot of problems I think we can fix with simple solutions.
He says after 44 years of being involved in politics and having lived in Manning since 1991, his position on many issues is pretty common knowledge.
I'm a pro-life person. Obviously, most everybody knows that I have a firm stance on life. I'm a pro-constitutionalist, which includes, obviously, the pro-Second Amendment, but we'll pull that one out as a special amendment because a lot of people seem to be against that these days. But if it's in the Constitution, that's our guideline. That's how we live in this country, and I firmly believe in it.
Williams worked in IT for several years in downtown Chicago before taking a job with Garst IT. He moved his way up to different positions within that company in Channel Bio before becoming their director of operations. He was then named general manager for Stauffer's Seeds and for Renzi Seed Company. Williams is now an independent agriculture consultant, doing market research and business strategy consulting for large ag industries around the world. Until he reached this point in his life, he did not feel it was the right time to answer the call to serve on the state level.
It's really kind of been a lifelong, I'm waiting for the right time, and it's the right time.
Williams adds he thinks he will be a good representative for this district.
I think I understand the family values and the values that the people in this area hold dear, and certainly appreciate your support and hope for your vote. That's it. Thank you very much.
Williams served on the State Central Committee from 2010 to 2012 and again in 2014 to present day. He will continue to serve on that committee and as chair of the county party. The 56-year-old Williams and his wife Cindy have been married 34 years and have two grown children and three grandchildren, all under 18 months old. A Storm Lake man has been arrested after attempting to light the screen and some seats in a movie theater complex on fire Saturday night. The Storm Lake Police Department was called to the Vista 3 Theater at approximately 9:59 p.m. Theater staff reported the man allegedly poured diesel fuel additive on the screen and a seat, then attempted to light them between movie showings. There was no one else present in the theater at that time, but other patrons were in other theaters within the complex. As they were investigating that scene, a call was received from Walmart that a customer was in the movie aisle attempting to start paper towel rolls on fire. Police located 21-year-old Alejandro Vargas Lopez, and as they attempted to take him into custody, he spit in the face of the arresting officer. He was subdued and secured in a vehicle. Police allege Vargas Lopez had constructed a makeshift Molotov cocktail using a piece of children's clothing and a bottle of alcohol. He ignited this and then opened a roll of paper towels and tried to light them on fire as well. The fire was extinguished before police arrived. Police also allege Vargas Lopez said he believed that movies are ruining the world. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree arson, Class B felonies, second-degree criminal mischief, a Class T felony, assault on a peace officer, a serious misdemeanor, and two counts of fifth-degree theft and fifth-degree criminal mischief, all simple misdemeanors. He was booked into the Buena Vista County Jail on a $56,900 cash bond. There's an estimated $5,500 in damage at the theater, but only about $30 in damage at Walmart. The diesel additive was stolen earlier in the evening from a hardware store in Storm Lake. We are going to take a real quick break here. We'll be right back with a look at that two-day weather forecast, some weather facts, and more news after this.
Tune in to Tiger Tuesday every Tuesday morning and afternoon. Tiger Tuesday gives you an inside look at what's new
from the Tiger Tuesday Kids.
Tune in to Tiger Tuesday here on KCIM. Tiger Tuesday brought to you by Slumberland Furniture and Pringer's Flooring America.
At Robinson Implement, we know that keeping your equipment running during the busiest times of year is critical to your operation success. Hi, this is Lane Robinson. Service isn't just a word for us, it's our number one product. Our full-service AGCO shop is staffed by technicians with over 150 years of experience. They are skilled, factory-trained, and always well-versed in the latest technology. We know that you've invested in quality equipment, and we are here to protect your investment and keep you running all year long. Visit Robinson Implement in Irwin, Pocahontas, and Corning, or robinsonimplement.com.
Welcome back to KCIM's Evening News. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting. Taking a look at that two-day weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows around 26. We'll see some south winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. For tomorrow, partly sunny with it gradually becoming all sunny. High temps will be around 42 degrees with west winds 8 to 17 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26. And then for Tuesday night, mostly clear skies, lows around 29 with west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23. We saw high temperatures today here in Carroll of 33 degrees around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today's low, 14 degrees at 7:15 a.m. Average highs for December 2nd, 37 degrees. Average lows, 18. Record highs were seen in 1998 of 67, and record lows of negative 5 were recorded in 1980. Sunset tonight, 4:49 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be 7:29 a.m. And that's your two-day weather forecast and weather facts. Let's take another look towards news. The Iowa Department of Public Health has issued a statement designating e-cigarette or vaping product use associated with lung injury, also called E-Valley, a reportable disease. The order, which became effective Sunday, December 1st, requires all healthcare providers in the state to notify the Iowa Department of Public Health of suspected E-Valley cases within 72 hours of diagnosis. As of November 20th, 2,290 cases have been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including 47 deaths. Most of these patients have reported a history of vaping THC. While the cause of E-Valley is still under investigation, experts have identified vitamin E acetate, a thickening agent generally used in these products, as a compound of concern. The order provides additional data for public health officials to better understand and characterize how E-Valley is impacting Iowans. The directive remains active until May 31st, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden says it's time for the United States to regain its status as a leader on the global stage, and he says he is the candidate to do it. Biden is traveling across Iowa on his 18-county, no malarkey bus tour this week to gain favor with voters leading up to the First in the Nation caucuses on February 3rd. While speaking in Carroll Sunday afternoon, Biden said that President Trump has weakened America's position concerning international affairs and given other nations the opportunity to fill the void.
If America isn't leading, then other people are leading in a direction we don't want to see the world go. And the next president of the United States is not going to have any time for on-the-job training. You're going to have to assume that position the moment they're like sworn in on January the 20th. Know the rest of the world knows that person, in this case me, and that I know them. Putin has no illusions about whether I know him or not. Kim Jong-un has no person that I know him or not. The same with the president of China, Xi Jinping. Spent a lot of time with these folks.
Biden adds the United States reclaiming its role as a global leader is not only essential for our nation's security, but for the rest of the world as well.
So folks, it's important. It's important we reestablish our place in the world for our own safety's sake and to make sure that we have the alliances we had in the past. That's the way we stop from getting into conflicts.
Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who also served as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture throughout the Obama administration, is campaigning with Biden this week. Vilsack worked extensively with the former vice president during his time in the cabinet and says Biden has proven he has what it takes to lead the free world.
And there is no one in this field, on any side, any party, that has as much experience and knowledge and the relationships with foreign leaders that Joe Biden has. He literally can start for the first minute of the first day of his administration repairing the credibility and the respect of the United States.
According to a recent analysis by Real Clear Politics, Biden is leading the primary candidates nationally with support from 27% of likely Democratic voters, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 16.6%, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 15%, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 11.8%. However, Biden has lost the top spot in Iowa to Buttigieg, whose popularity in the state has soared in the last 6 weeks. Full audio from Sunday's event can be found with this story on our website. Environmental specialists and an environmental cleanup contractor have been called in after a semi-accident released diesel fuel into a Grundy County creek. The Iowa DNR reports they responded to the accident on Highway 20 west of Dyke on Tuesday, November 26th. An eastbound semi-tractor trailer lost control, traveled down an embankment across the North Fork of Black Hawk Creek. The tractor and the first of two trailers came to rest on the east side of the creek, while the rear trailer came to rest on the west bank. Although the trailers were empty, the saddle tanks were damaged, and an estimated 100 gallons of diesel fuel was released into the creek. A sheen was observed on the surface, but no fish kill was reported. The Dyke Fire Department placed initial absorbent booms downstream of the incident and contained the fuel. The cleanup does include the excavation of contaminated soils. And that's your evening news for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting for Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM.